Welcome back to Real Estate New. I'm your host, Scott Allison. I've got Valerie with me, and boy, she's giving us some info. Okay, let's keep talking. Let's talk about FHA loans.
Yes.
We have FHA, VA, and conventional.
Conventional. Mm-hmm.
And one thing you said, folks, I want to reiterate this again one more time. You need to tell Valerie or any loan officer with the truth. They're there to help you. If you don't tell them the truth, they can't help you.
Yeah, and we're part of your team.
Yes. And I mean, she didn't get paid if she didn't make the loan.
Correct.
You know, I don't get paid if I don't sell the house. So we're all here to help you.
Exactly.
But if you hide stuff, and here, I'll give you a perfect example, and you correct me on this, but if you tell Valerie, I've had this issue, well, she can help fix that issue or work on it, at least be aware of it and go the right route. If it goes to the underwriter and then it pops up, you're probably going to have a problem.
Yeah, it's a lot harder for me to go backwards than forwards with that. I wanted to bring up something, too, because I'm having this happen a lot. Is say you're married, and I'm going to say that your husband has poor credit. Because I'm a girl. Okay, so I'm gonna say that your husband has bad credit. Okay, if we go FHA, and let's say both of you work, and he, of course, makes more money than you, but you do make good money, is that what we would do is we'd switch you over to a conventional loan. Because of the fact I wouldn't have to show his credit. I wouldn't have to run a credit report on him. I would just qualify you with your debts for that house.
But can you use his income?
No.
Okay.
But that's why you go conventional, so you don't take his debts either. If I go FHA, I don't use his income. I don't use his. I have to count all his debts against you.
I didn't know that.
Yes. So
learn something today.
Yeah. So that is an important thing too. So sometimes it doesn't have to be both of you that is good. But I'll tell you, I work on about 100 credit reports at a given time all the time. In fact, it's a joke up at Premier because every week they send you this list. You ran these credit reports. Where are you at on them? Because you have to cancel them and all this stuff. And I never cancel anybody. And they're like, they went to my boss and they said, she never cancels anything. She goes, no, it may take a year to close it, but she ain't canceling it. And that's exactly our attitude is let's work through it.
I'm pretty sure when you're their number one mortgage officer, they're going to let you have a little leeway there.
Yeah, but they like to, you know, everybody likes to tattle.
Yes.
So she thought that was funny though now because when she sends me my list, she goes, I'm sure you're working on them all, but you have to tell me. So I'll say, I am. And that's my whole answer all week long because I am working on the credit reports. So, but my deal is you're not wasting my time, but now don't call me every week to run a credit report. Okay? Because starting September the 1st, we're going to start charging you for a credit report. And fixing your credit when we close if you've got a contract. Hence, that means fix your credit before we have a contract so I don't have to charge you. But if you have, like, disputes on your credit, it costs me about $130 to take one dispute off of your credit report. I mean, my credit report bill is over $5,000 a month.
Holy moly.
Yeah. So we deal with credit, like, all the time. But you figure that's part of the game. So my deal is get your credit fixed first, then go find your house. It's a lot easier to do that than trying to buy the house and fix your credit at the same time. Very stressful.
Well, I was doing a little talk at one of the clubs here, and they asked a question. I thought it was a good question, is why haven't we seen even more?
What club was that?
It's Sintner's Daughter.
Oh, like... I was just being a smart. I wanted to be sure it wasn't
club.
Like a club, like a bar club.
Oh, okay. Listen to her.
It was at lunch. Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. But one of the questions came up, and I kind of researched it, is, well, with all the people moving here and all the money that they're making now, why aren't we selling even more houses? There's a lot of credit issues with a lot of people that are moving here.
Yes.
Because in the, you know, especially when you have a job that you can get laid off on or not have it, and now all of a sudden you're making a ton of money.
Yes.
Here's my prediction: is, you know, let's say you were laid off and now you're not, you have a good job. Well, now you can start fixing that credit, start paying your bills on time.
That's right.
And then you're making good money. You're going to be able to buy a nice house in San Angelo.
That's correct.
Get a loan from Valerie.
That's exactly right. And the thing to look at your credit: if you have bad credit, you can think of it. This is the worst your credit's ever going to be today.
Ooh, I like that.
That's the attitude you should have. And a realtor and a lender is going to work with you because you're like a savings account to them. Is it maybe 6 months from now, but you're going to buy a house and you're going to remember people that help you get there. So that's my thing when a realtor sends me somebody and they apologize that I'm so sorry, they've got bad credit. Could you help them? It's like, heck. You don't apologize.
Well,
you know, they will be good at a given time. They will. I have no doubt if they do what they're supposed to do, you will be good.
Well, you think, I'll give you a perfect example. The house that I own personally, that the lady ended up buying it, how long did you work with her on her credit?
A long time.
Over a year.
Yeah.
But then
yeah.
She was able to buy it. It was a $180,000. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was a nice home.
That's right. So, I mean, it will happen. You can fix your credit. Credit is not a forever thing. It just takes time. And sometimes you have to go rebuild your credit. And people sometimes don't understand that. They think you can just go pay off all your bad debt and you're good. That is not the case. You have to actually have good credit going to get your credit score up. Going out and paying every bad debt you've got is not going to help your credit like going out and doing new good credit.
So if I have bad credit, could I call you and tell you I really want to buy a house? I probably can't buy it now. And would you kind of help me?
I would love to.
You see, and let me tell you, she's good at it, and she's offering. That's how sweet she is. You hear all these commercials, we'll get you out your credit fixed and all this. I've heard nothing but disaster stories on those.
Yes, because do think if you go, and I'm not talking bad about consumer credit counseling, blah, 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 but some of the ones you go to, they charge you an arm and a leg
to do it,
dispute everything, and then what do? I have you undispute everything, which costs a fortune and a half, so don't do that.
Good. One question, and I'm going to give you my answer as the realtor, and then I'm going to let the banker give you her answer. He said, what is MIP or PMI? I said, it's a ripoff and a junk fee the banks charge. That's really not the right answer.
That's not the right answer.
But it, because if you don't have it,
it allows you to not put 20% down.
Okay, explain that.
It is on a conventional loan. If you don't put 20% down, then you have mortgage insurance, period. And you have it till you have 22% dropped off. You don't just go to 20%. If you pay 20% in advance, no mortgage insurance. If you get mortgage insurance, you have to get to 22% paid off, and then it will be dropped. Now, in the old days, mortgage companies did rip you off in that they just forgot to drop your mortgage insurance. That's a law. They're not allowed to drop it anymore. There's big penalties for that.
Okay, let's talk about the difference, and I know the laws have changed too. On an FHA loan, it never drops off correctly.
FHA, as of
last year?
Last June, It will never drop off. It's for the life of the loan. But most people go FHA for a couple of reasons, and that is because they don't plan to live there but maybe for 5 years, or they need 3.5% down, or their credit's not very good. So it's still a good loan.
Absolutely.
It's just that you need to know in advance that mortgage insurance is for the life of the loan.
But let's talk about this. We are actually in a good market in San Angelo, Texas right now. Each year, you're showing maybe 5, 6, 7.
You're
appreciating.
Yeah.
So let's say you go to Valerie and you put 5% down. Can we do a 5% conventional now? 10%?
Yes, 5%.
5%. So we're doing a 5% down. And in 3 or 4 years, it may be worth getting an appraisal, and then you can send that appraisal to the loan company and show that your LTV is now below 80%. Will they drop it off?
For the conventional?
Conventional, yes.
You know, it depends on how long it's been. If you do that like the next year, they know you didn't put that money into it, you got about a 50-50 chance.
I've seen a couple 3 years.
Yeah, but if you do it like for 3 years, because also you probably did repairs to it. So you can request it. Nowadays, though, what they do is they want to send their own inspector. I had that happen the other day.
But how much? Let's say I've got a $200,000 house and I put 5% down.
Okay, but see, now that's changed too. It's not just this is what the mortgage insurance is. It's what's your credit score.
So
if you have a really good credit score, like over 760, it's hardly anything. It's little bitty.
But that's a really, really high credit score.
Okay.
Well, if you have
so
a 700.
If you're over 700, okay. It's okay.
Okay.
If you're a 630, 640, it's about as high as FHA. So it's like a 1.15.
So about how much is that on like a $200,000 house a month?
About $200,000. And $50 a month if you have that. Yeah, it's expensive.
See, folks, so you do that math. You know, you're talking
200 something.
You know, $3,000 a year. So that's worth getting, you know, to check
into
it.
Oh, you betcha. You betcha. But do remember is that it's for a reason. You don't have the 20% to put down. And so it is there for a reason. And FHA is still our top loan. Period.
Well, it's because most of us, of us, you know, we may have good credit, we have this, but, you know, I've got about $4 in my billfold.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, it's like.
Do you know, also on FHA, remember, and we forget this because it's been so long, FHA is assumable. Someone can qualify.
Oh, I did forget about that. That is huge.
Yes, somebody can qualify and take over your payments. And so when interest rates get to 9 or 10%, this 4.25% is going to look pretty good.
Folks, she has a really, really good point there.
Yeah.
You have an FHA loan, and it's at 4.5%, 6%. Well, they're going to go back up.
Yes.
And say 4 or 5 years from now, that's worth a lot of money.
It sure could be.
It's worth a lot of money.
Yeah, it sure could be. So you're going to see those assumptions pop back up as interest rates go up. We don't see them at all now because interest rates are so good.
In fact, if you see an assumption, you wouldn't want it because it's from from some time back.
No.
Okay, what about VA?
I love VA because, of course, we love Goodfellow. And so we do a lot of VA loans.
Is she politically correct or what?
I always say that my lips hurt when I go home.
But and your nose is kind of brown.
Yeah, what can I say? We love Goodfellow. We love VA. VA loans are the best loans you can get. If you are eligible for a VA loan, there is not a better loan that you can get, period.
Well, and most veterans have good credit. they take care of their business.
Yes, because the ones that are like in the service, very few of them are allowed to have bad credit. So yes, but most of them do take care of their credit. If you've got 10% or more disability, there's no funding fee, which is like their mortgage insurance. It's a good loan. It's a very, very good loan. We let your ratios go higher. Interest rate's about 1/8% higher than FHA. But it's better, about 1/8% better than conventional. It's the best loan you can get. 100% financing. Seller can pay all closing costs if they will. And we'll talk about that right fast. Okay. What are you seeing about sellers paying closing costs?
Especially depending on what the price range is. Especially under $200,000, typically the seller's paying anywhere from $2,000 to $4,000.
See, and hasn't that changed in the last year?
Yes.
I mean, sellers are like, I ain't playing nothing. And now it seems like they're being a little bit more on the...
Well, because the people buying the house have no choice.
They don't have the money.
They don't have the money.
Right.
And, you know, they say, well, they should have the money. Well, if they don't have the money, they can't buy your house. If they can't buy your house, you can't sell your house. So you got to figure
and
out.
And why do you care? If they qualify, does it really matter?
And you want to see what your net dollar is. If somebody has a house, like my house is for $100,000. Well, if I bring you a $100,000 offer with $2,000 buyer concessions, that's $98,000. Would you take $98,000 for it anyway? Yes. There's no difference.
Exactly.
You know, exactly. And I know we were saying people, some of the sellers get hung up on, well, I'm not paying their closing costs. And Barry's answer was right. Why do you care? As long as you net what you need to net.
Toot of a seller not long ago, and he went around and around and around and around about, you know, nobody should be buying a $200,000 house that doesn't have the money. And I kept saying, why do you care? This isn't your son or daughter. Why do you give a darn? You're getting your money. And I think still at closing, he was ticked off that they didn't have any money. I swear. And that's why we like realtors better than for sale by owners. Okay, because for sell by owners, a lot of time it's the blind leading the blind, and sometimes that's very hard.
Well, we got to finish up, but I'm going to tell you one thing, and I really appreciate that. But of course, we want you to use Scott Allison Real Estate, and Barry wants you to use her, which we do because we try really, really hard. But I'm going to tell you, folks, the way the business is right now, I think Barry will agree with me. As many hurdles as we all have to jump over, as many obstacles we have to avoid, I'd be scared to death not to have representation right now.
Yeah, I would too. I would too. With everything that's going on and stuff. I mean, and plus, even if you're a seller having a realtor, they're probably going to price your house better than you would price it so that you could afford to use them. So just think about that.
Yes. And you know, let's wish everybody happy Labor Day.
Happy Labor Day.
We're not doing open houses today.
Luckily, you didn't have time to do.
Yeah. I told Jeremy when I got here, we got to get a house. I said, we don't have any open houses, but the good news, I got Valerie, so we won't have plenty of time.
We've talked plenty.
Hey, folks, we appreciate you listening. And don't forget, if you miss the show, you can always go to sallison.com. Have a great day.